ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नलं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 18. Atas tavopannam idam kalevaram. Atas tavopannam idam kalevaram. Na Jaraya Shishi Stiti Kanta Garhina. Na Jaraya Shishi Stiti Kanta Garhina. Jagadashya Mohat Hidi विशुदिम अंधसो जगदश्य मोहत ही विशुदिम अंधसो जुगुष्पितस्य उदारणं प्रक्षते। जुगुष्पितस्य उदारणं प्रक्षते। Word to word and translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Ata, therefore, Tava, from you, Utpananam, receive, Idam, this, Kalevaram, body, Na Dharya Shishe, I shall not hear. Stiti Kanta Garinaha, who have blasphemed Lord Shiva. Jagadashya, which has been eaten. Mohit, by Mohat, by mistake. He, because. Visudin, the purification. Andasaha, of food. Jugushpitasya, poisonous. Udaranam, vomiting. Prakshate, declare. Translation. Therefore, I shall no longer hear this unworthy body which has been received from you, who have blasphemed Lord Shiva. If someone has taken food which is poisonous, the best treatment he is to vomit. So please repeat. Therefore I shall no longer bear this unworthy body,
therefore I shall no longer bear this unworthy body,
which has been received from you, who have blasphemed Lord Shiva. If someone has taken food which is poisonous, the best treatment is to vomit. Purport. Since Sati was representation of the external potency of the Lord, it was in her power to vanquish many universes, including many dakshas. But in order to save her husband from the charge that he employed his wife, Sati, to kill Daksha, because he would not do so due to his inferior position, she decided to give up her body. Ajan olambito bhujo kanakavadato sankirtana ke pitaro kamalaya dakshu vishvambaro dujabaro yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro karunavataro karunavataro. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashtate Deshadare. Hare Krishna. First I would like to seek the blessings of His Holiness Namai Swami Maharaj and Janani Vas Prabhu so that I can speak a few words and get inspired and inspire all of you. Hare Krishna. So this chapter, Sati quits her body. I was asking yesterday to our Prabhuji who was here, I didn't see him here now. I was asking what was happening, what was the topic covered in this chapter. He was telling me that the Vaishnava offense has been very extensively covered. Prabhuji, can you speak a little bit different? I said, this whole chapter is full of Vaishnava offense. So I thought, let me speak about Vaishnava's mercy and in connection with Sati quitting her body. When I read this purport, I think of Srila Prabhupada, how much he has sacrificed so that we can have a clear understanding of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So with that, I want to tell you a small story to begin with. How Vaishnavas are very merciful. There was this devotee called Madhava Das. Madhava Das was a very great devotee of Lord Krishna. At the time he was living in Vrindavan. And he was new to Vrindavan, Madhava Das. And he used to do Madhukari and do bhajans. Madhukari means you go to each and every home, knock on the doors, and then ask, Maya Hare Krishna. So they would come and give some roti and achar. That is how you eat and do bhajan. So Madhava Das was doing Madhukari. And there was one lady in that village. And she was very inimical to sadhus. She was thinking that sadhus are useless people. They don't work. They don't do anything. They simply eat rotis free of cost. So this was her consciousness. So Madhava Das, the resident sadhus, they knew very well and they would avoid going to her home because she used to call them names and chase them away. So they were very afraid and they would not go to her house. But Madhava Das, he was new to this area. So he went and knocked the doors of that Maya. That time, that Maya was doing potali. Potali means she was mopping the floor by cow dung. She was mopping the floor. So when she saw Madhava Das begging for Madhukari, she took that potali and threw it on his face. And it went hit in Madhava Das' face.
Madhavadas was very pure devotee of the Lord. He took this cloth silently, went to his hut, and he was thinking, why did Maya do this? What made her to do this? Because she didn't have enough pious credit, or she didn't have enough sukriti to understand the significance of a person doing bhajans. And he was thinking, what can I do? What can I do to change the heart and consciousness of this Maya? What can I do? So Madhavadas took the cloth which he had thrown on his face. He washed it clean. He dried it. And he ripped the cloths. That time it was Kartik. He ripped the cloth and made a ghee wick out of that cloth. He made a ghee wick out of this cloth. And every evening, with that cloth, he was doing aarti to his deities. Slowly 1 week passed. The lady was thinking, her consciousness was changing. So the lady was thinking, I am such a bad woman. I should not have done this. So another week passed. Madhavadas was using and he was offering to his deities. And the lady was thinking, that if this man ever comes to my house again, I would apologize and give him 2 rotis. Again, another 2 weeks passed. She was thinking, if I have to see this devotee in my doorstep, I will go fall on his feet, beg forgiveness, and bring him inside and give whatever I have. Sure enough, after a month of offering, Madhavadas went to check whether the consciousness of this lady has changed or not. So to his surprise, when he was knocking on this door, the lady came, prostrated obeisances to Madhavadas, brought him inside, asked apologies, asked forgiveness, cooked rotis, gave to Madhavadas, and became his disciple. This is how merciful Vaishnavas are. This is how. The moral of this story is anything of ours is used in the service of Krishna, whether consciously or unconsciously, through the medium of a pure devotee, we would get bhakti. We would get bhakti. This is how the Vaishnavas are very merciful, very merciful. You can see in our founder Acharya, our Srila Prabhupada, he had left at the age of 70. He gave up Vrindavan Vas, he gave up bhajan. He suffered so much to preach this Krishna consciousness so that we can have a clear understanding. He prayed to the lordships that please take away my sleep so I can translate these books. And he knew very well that in order to establish this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we have to build temples so that like-minded people can come and congregate and take the advantage of this philosophy. He has done so much. He endeavored to give. That is our Srila Prabhupada. There are many examples. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see Gopal Chapala, who offended Shivas. Shivas was a very nice devotee, he was just doing kirtan. But Gopal Chapala, out of envy, in the night, he was spreading all this blood of the goat and he was putting all the organs of the goat outside his house to blaspheme Shivas. And at the end, what happened? He got leprosy. Within 3 days, he just got leprosy. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Patita Pavan, please deliver me, I am suffering from this leprosy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I can't help. You go to Shivas. So Shivas finally forgave Gopal Chapala.
And he got the mercy. He got a beautiful body, Gopal Chappala. Vaishnavas are so merciful. That's how we can see in this also. I'll tell you another story from Shabari. Shabari, she was considered as an untouchable lady among the saints who were living in that forest. They would not let Shabari to use the pond which the saints were using. There was only one pond. So by mistake, Shabari one day took bath in that pond. And all the saints, they were criticizing Shabari because since you touched the water of that pond, there were now worms in that pond. The worms had grown in that pond. So when Lord Ramachandra came, the saints, the sages who were living in that forest, they took Lord Ramachandra so that he can put his lotus feet on that pond so that the pond can be purified. Lord Ramachandra came, he put his feet, the worms grew bigger. He said, even my lotus feet cannot purify this pond because you have offended my devotee Shabari. We had seen time again and again, this Vaishnava offense is very, very detrimental in our devotional service. Very detrimental in devotional service. I can tell you another story of Lord Jagannath, which Jananivas Prabhu, they have written a book on the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. How a Muslim man came and offended. There was a rickshawala of Muslim man. He came to our Rajapur temple in Simantadi. So when he came to the temple, the pujari was offering him some prasad. So he took the prasad and threw the prasad. He said, we don't worship idols. I don't need your prasad. So the next day, he came to the temple and he was asking the Panditji, can you give me some prasad? Can you give me some prasad? Is there any prasad? So the Prabhuji, the previous day, he was the same Prabhuji who was doing the worship. He was asking him, what happened yesterday? You threw the prasad. What happened today? How did you change? He said, you don't know, in my dream last night, that white man, he came and he was strangulating me. How dare you throw my brother's prasad? He was strangulating me. And that yellow, she was telling, kill him, kill him. And that black, he was saying, okay, leave him. So is there any prasad, please? I need prasad. He understood the significance of prasad. This is very important. Daksha is a chronic offender. He is not only offended Shiva, he offended many people. In his next innings, he offended Narada Muni. He offended Chandra. Chandra, the waxing and waning of moon, is because of Daksha's curse. So he was a chronic offender. He couldn't understand that there are people who are beyond Vedic rituals. One who doesn't follow the Vedic rituals are animals. Dui Pada Pashu. And next is followers of Vedic principles. And the next one is don't have to follow the Vedic principles. He couldn't, because Shiva was sitting and he didn't give him respect, he was thinking, he was envious of Lord Shiva. So he was a chronic offender. And Sati was her youngest daughter, and she was very attached and close to him, and he was also very attached. Because she got married to Lord Shiva, he hated her. He hated her. And he would try all his means somehow
whatever opportunity he gets, so that he can insult Lord Shiva. And this sacrifice which was happening is also done to insult Lord Shiva. And Sati wanted to preach to him. Preach to him. And she understood that he would not change. So she gave up her body. The brahmanas, they cannot give up their body. They cannot take their lives. Because the body is used in the service of Lord Krishna. It is his body. The kshatriyas, they can take lives. They cannot kill themselves. The vaishyas and shudras, they can take their lives. So Sati was in humility, she was feeling that I should give up this body. Out of humility, she gave up the body. This is Sati's greatness. And we can understand from our giving her body, we can understand how serious hearing Vaishnava Prat. Not only committing, just even hearing Vaishnava Prat is very, very serious. Which Sati is telling us. There is one more story which I would like to tell about, because we don't understand the energies, or we don't hear enough about the glories of a person, we try to commit offenses towards that person. So, I will tell you a story about Tukaram Maharaj. Tukaram Maharaj, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes, Tukaram Maharaj was initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tukaram Maharaj was a very great devotee of the Lord Vittal, Vittalnath, Pandarinath. And every day he would sing, dance and chant, that is what he knows. He doesn't know the material world, he is only in his abhangs. So every day he used to leave his shop and go to take darshan of the deities. People will loot his shop every day. By that he became very poor. And his wife gave all the things which she had, all the ornaments which she had, to Tukaram Maharaj to mortgage, to bring some provisions for the store. So Tukaram Maharaj, he sold the ornaments. While coming back, he saw some beggars and distributed the money, and he went to singing and dancing. So his wife understood he would not be able to run the family. He is a little crazy. So she decided, I would take a job outside and I will go and work. And she took a job and she was going in the morning doing some household work and others. Because Tukaram Maharaj was not interested to run the family or business. He was always singing and chanting with tears and emotions. He was living in Bhav. So one day Tukaram Maharaj saw that his wife was going early in the morning to do some household work. He felt very bad. He asked his wife, where are you going? And she said, anyway, you are not bringing any money to the house. I have to feed the children's. And I've taken a job, a household job, so I'm going for work. Tukaram Maharaj said, you don't have to worry. I will go and take a job. So he told his wife to stay in the house. So he went out searching for jobs. Everyone knows that searching for jobs is not that easy. So wherever he went, people saw Tukaram Maharaj as a saint. They prostrated, washed his feet, and took the blessings of Tukaram Maharaj, and they asked, how can we serve you? And Tukaram Maharaj was thinking, how could I get this job? And he said, how can I ask these people jobs? So, you want to change the mic? Hare Krishna. So, Tukaram Maharaj, and asked them, can I have a job? Can you give me a job? They were saying, oh please Maharaj, don't ask this question to us. Don't criticize us like this. Whatever you want, you take it. It is all belongs to you, you take it. And Tukaram Maharaj would not do that. He would not take anything for free. He said, no.
I cannot get a job in this town. I have to go to Australia. He was thinking.
All these people in this town, they know me. So it is impossible for me to get a job in this town. So let me go to the next village.
So when he went to the next village, so there was an old man, he had a field. So when Tukaram Maharaj went and asked him for a job, he liked Tukaram Maharaj. He said, this person is very saintly. So he said, you manage these crops for 2 months. This is a very good yield which has come now. So you maintain these crops for 2 months. After that we will harvest. So you manage this field. And there was a stage on the center of that field. You sit here and manage. Tukaram Maharaj said, if you give me some provisions, I have to go and deliver it to my house. Then after that, I can come and manage this field. So he gave some provisions. Tukaram Maharaj gave it in his house and he came back. And he sat on the stage and he was singing bhajans and kirtans. And all the cows and sparrows, they were coming and eating the crops, destroying. He was saying, it's all Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga. He didn't understand to chase. He didn't know to chase, scare the cows or the parrots and the pigeons away. So the whole crop got destroyed. And he didn't even know, he didn't realize. So after 2 months, the man comes. And he was devastated. He was seeing there is nothing there. And Tukaram Maharaj is singing and dancing and he was crying with emotions. There was nothing there. It was empty. So he got very angry. He said to Tukaram Maharaj, how could you do this? I trusted you with this land. There was nothing there. And Tukaram Maharaj suddenly realized there is nothing there. Oh, he asked apologies. I didn't know what happened. Please forgive me. He said, because of you, I lost 2,000 rupees. I want my 2,000 rupees back. He said, I don't have any money. If I had that money, I would not have come for work. I don't know. I need that money right now. Otherwise, I am going to take you to the king for punishment. Tukaram Maharaj knew, if you would have taken me to the king, if he takes me to the king, because the king is Shivaji Maharaj, and Shivaji Maharaj is a disciple of Tukaram Maharaj. So he would pay that money for free. So he said, please don't take me to the king. Please don't take me to the king. And whatever punishment you give, I will be ready to take any punishment from you. He said, what will I get by punishing you? I need my money. I don't need to punish you. I need my money back. So Tukaram Maharaj didn't know what to do. He was calling, Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga. He was shouting, screaming. And the man got very angry. Are you Tukaram Maharaj? Why are you taking the name of Panduranga? He said, I am the Tukaram Maharaj. Immediately the guy realized. The old man realized, oh gosh, this is Tukaram Maharaj. We have offended him. He immediately prostrated. Oh, sorry, I have offended you. Now my field is blessed by your presence, your feet. Next year I'll have a good yield. So you don't have to pay me anything. Your darshan itself is the greatest blessing and boon for me. So then he said, I'll give you this truck load of sugar cane. You take this, sell the sugar cane and make money and give it to your family. He was very happy after knowing that is Tukaram Maharaj. So, and Tukaram Maharaj's wife, Jijabai, she was very happy. Finally, my husband could do something. He could earn something. So Jijabai gave a list of provisions, as we do. And he said, you go and sell this sugar cane and bring some money, provisions for the house. So Tukaram Maharaj happily, he took his bullock cart and he was passing Pandarinath temple and he saw few children and they were running towards him. And he gave all the sugar cane distributed. He went to the temple. When he came back, there was no sugar cane left. And every children, he knew everybody in Dehu. And everyone was laughing and dancing and singing with Tukaram Maharaj, Panduranga Hari, Vittala Hari. And they were in joy. So now Tukaram Maharaj has to go to the house. He knew very well his wife would be very angry. Because she didn't understand the significance of person. As I started before, she couldn't understand the significance of a person doing bhajans.
So when he went to this house, she was asking, did you buy any provisions? He said, no, all the children took all the sugar cane. I have nothing now. So how could we feed our children? How could we feed our children? There is nothing in this house. She said, Panduranga will give. Don't worry, Panduranga will give. I will see if Panduranga gives. She was very angrily. She chastised him and she left. That night, Panduranga brought all the provisions himself and gave it and put it in his Tukaram's house. The next day when Jijabai saw this, she understood that how unworthy I am. I have offended this great personality who even Panduranga talks with him. The whole Dehu knows that he is a very big saint. Now, I could not understand. Shivaji Maharaj was his disciple. And I could not understand the greatness of a person, Tukaram Maharaj. And she fell in Tukaram Maharaj's feet and asked for forgiveness for what she has done. So, by not knowing the person or the people who are with, or by not knowing the philosophy, or by not knowing the culture, or by not knowing, by ignorance, we commit offenses. So, Sati is saying that because of this offense, she gave up her body. She considered this body is worthless. And this is a lesson for us that we should not commit Vaishnav Aparad. So, I end here. If there is any questions I can take. Is that the time to end or? Huh? 8:40. Okay, I'll tell few more stories. And this is a hard one because this subject is very hard. And this is a hard one. Anyway, I'll say it. Now, since we don't understand many things, I will tell you an Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur story. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his contemporary was Vamsidas Babaji. And Vamsidas Babaji used to have a stick with and deal with Gauranitha. He was in a different level. He used to chastise with a stick with Gauranitha. You know? So, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would never allow his disciples to associate with Vamsidas Babaji. He used to respect from far behind. He knows that the level is different because we can't understand many things. It's a spontaneous devotional service. One time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur invited Sir John Anderson. This story is a heavy story. He invited Sir John Anderson to Mayapur. When there was nothing in Mayapur. Mayapur, it was only rice fields. There was nothing, nothing in Mayapur. He invited Sir John Anderson, the viceroy of the British government. So when he invited Sir John Anderson, he told his disciples, Sir John Anderson would not eat what we cook. He is a British viceroy. He used to eat meat. He is not going to eat grass. So he told his disciples, you cook meat for Sir John Anderson. The disciples, they were shocked. They said, how could we do this? We don't know. This is not our philosophy. He said, no problem. You go to Navadvip. There are sakta-based Brahmins. So they would do it for you. You go and ask them and they would cook meat. So the disciples, you know, they cannot offend their guru. They have to follow the instruction. As well as the instruction was very contradictory to the philosophy. So they didn't know what to do. They were all going nuts. So anyway, they followed the guru's order. They called the sakta Brahmins. And they cooked meat. And Sir John Anderson came. By the way, he didn't eat. He ate what the devotees ate.
Sergio Anderson came to Mayapur, he had beautiful darshans and everything, and he left. So the disciples surrounded Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, "Please explain to us. We don't know what we did. This is not what we are supposed to do, which you have taught us. Please explain to us. We cannot. We have committed sin. We cannot throw this meat in the Ganges because Ganges is pure. We cannot bury the meat in the mud because this is dumb. What we will do? This is, we just can't understand." Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "I was thinking like this 100 lifetimes before. But I had promised to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I would do anything to glorify Mahaprabhu and Sri Mayapur." He would do anything. So sometimes we cannot understand this, what is happening. It's beyond our understanding. But the great acharyas, they know exactly what to do, how to preach, how to propagate the Krishna consciousness. So, we can stop here now. Is there any... I said it is a heavy story.
What did you do to that meat which you had to Brahmana?
They gave it to the Saktavesh Brahmins. Gave it away. The question is how we can... Prabhupada, I asked Giriraj Maharaj once, "What is that one thing we should ask a sadhu?" He said, "There is not one thing, it's two things." He said, "How can I serve you? How can I love you?" So this is the understanding which, on which we have to surrender our lives. Service unconditionally. Is there anything else? So we can end here. If there is no other questions. By my last story, everyone got shattered, I think so. Just, this is a heavy, giving up our body is heavy. Yeah. Hari Bol Prabhu. First, not to get involved in others' business. Otherwise, you will commit offenses. Second, to glorify even from the same mouth who you have offended. It's very simple. That's what she is saying here. That if someone has taken food which is poisonous, the best treatment is to vomit. From the same mouth you have taken poison, from the same mouth you vomit. From the same mouth you have criticized, from the same mouth you glorify. So that is one thing. And having association with saintly people who don't offend. So you will get those qualities also. Is it Janivas Prabhu? You have to add anything on that? This is my understanding, but Ramaya Maharaj and Janivas Prabhu are there who are very well versed in the Vaishnava dealings. Have to add anything, Maharaj? You want to add anything to that answer?
Well, I was just going to ask a question. Should we follow the example of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati?
This is a tough question. And even Prabhupada, I don't want to say on that. When preaching was difficult in Russia, Prabhu, can you tell that story instead of me?
Prabhupada asked Haitesh Prabhu to go to that ate me. He said, but what about my consciousness, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, to hell with your consciousness. In other words, the order of the Guru is far, far more potent, purifying than any number of anything else. So that's the idea. The Guru, he has the potency to eliminate millions and millions, even if you're a meat eater. The potency of a Guru, can counteract all of that. Just simply by the order of his passion.
Yeah. So the essence of the instruction is more important than the details of the instruction. The essence of the instruction is to surrender to Guru's words.
But from our position, we shouldn't imitate.
No, we should never imitate. We should never imitate. We should surrender to the instruction of the Guru and follow the instructions faithfully. Never imitate. If we imitate, we get in trouble. That's how we are still here. So we will end. So at last, I would beg forgiveness. This is a very heavy topic. I would beg forgiveness from all the devotees who are assembled here and all devotees who are hearing this lecture. Vancha kalpatruvecha kripa sindhu bhayevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is our program, so you all please, without fail, attend. It is important. And our Prabhupada instruction is, he is very much like this project, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. This was most dear project to Srila Prabhupada. I cannot stop without speaking that. So tomorrow you will hear from me more. Please take this opportunity, the seva which is coming to you from Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself, who is walking the talk. So let's all meet tomorrow. Thank you. Haribol.